Hey Doc, before today's episode, I have an important announcement for you. Have you been told that maybe if you can just cut down your spending, save more money, and pay off debt, then you will be able to have freedom? Well, I'm sorry to tell you, but that's not the complete truth. Over the last couple of years, I've had the pleasure of learning from badass women physicians and women outside of the physician communities that are living a life of freedom. And what I've found is that how they live their life and how they think about money is so different than how most of us have been taught. Incorporating this stuff has literally changed my life and the women physicians that I have an honor of serving. So I would love to invite you to an upcoming webinar that I have coming up for you. I want to share with you 7 ways that women physicians that are living a life of financial freedom think differently than most. That way you can also incorporate some of this stuff and accelerate your own journey to freedom and wealth. Love you so much. Check out the link in the show notes, and I look forward to seeing you at the upcoming training. Enjoy this episode.
Hi, Docs. I'm Dr. Latifa. I'm the host of the Money Fit MD podcast. This is where we help badass women physicians just like you learn simple and effective tools to build wealth from the inside out. That way, we can create wealth and bigger impact without all the burnout. Enjoy the episode.
When I came to the 8-week program, I came with the feeling that I was not good with money. And that was a lot of what we call like our story. This is the story of, but not the fact, the feeling, but not the fact. And over the last 8 weeks, I have looked at my school loans, like what I owe in my school loans, also looked into how much I earn, which I wasn't looking at. Looking at my, like what I owe, what I spend through like my credit cards and my bank accounts. So I think the most important thing for me is that I am no longer afraid to look at my finances, like in the moment. So for example, like I'm like, oh, what did we spend this month on the credit card? How can we, in this summer, we actually had a large expense on our credit cards because our children were doing all these amazing things. And so I actually had a little bit of a plan of, okay, mid-month, I'm going to pay double payments, you know, on the credit card to make sure that we are meeting the zero balance at the end of the billing cycle. And one of my daughters has a spending plan of her own. And I told her today, I was like, you know what, we're going to sit down and we're actually going to make your spending plan for your extracurricular activity that has all these different items so that you and I know, can anticipate what the, you know, what your season's going to look like. I think that was a huge plan, a really big amount. Another celebration for me, I'm just looking at my book here. Thinking about vehicles for investing, I had invested in my company recently, so I had an actual experience of like taking a large amount of money out of my personal account and putting it into somebody else's account. So I know that it's possible, right? But so the fact is that I can move large amounts of money. Like that is a fact. The feeling about it, I'm still getting comfortable with that. So I made a list. I have like a little post-it list. I have post-its in like my journal that I call my wealth journal. And it has some dreams of like, what's the next step? And I was like, you know, if I had a large sum of money, like I did just a couple, maybe 6 months ago to move, you know, maybe I could move that into syndication. Maybe that's possible, you know? I didn't know about that before. And actually, that's not true. I had listened to on one of your other programs that I was, it was a 4-week program. We had a woman who was doing real estate, I believe in the Midwest, and she was a physician, something like Black Swan or something like that. Her. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I listened to that recording a second time, and something about her discussion really like inspired me, because she said, you know what, I invest for the long term. And I think she said something like her first investment was her primary home that she had purchased. And I feel like we had a primary home that we had purchased and then we sold it. And I was like, ooh, you know, what would it have been like if we would have done what she did and kept it and kept renting it and let that be cash flowing for us? And so I really had some, like, although she's doing big things, I felt like her seed was similar to my seed. So I was like, okay, maybe I can do some passive real estate investments, using the fact that I've already have had the experience of like moving money into an investment that was long-term. And so that's one thing. And the other things are just like thinking about how real estate in a different way, like looking at multi-units and then thinking about not being like, oh, I'm going to buy another vacation home. Cause I was like, oh, I want another home. And I was like, no, that's not an asset. That's a liability. You need to move to an asset first. So I think thinking about, so that's a huge, like, I think celebration for me is like, I feel like I could move into a space of talking to about real estate and have like what makes sense to me about where I stand and have a clear idea about what's a liability and what's an investment or an asset versus a liability. So those are like some key things. I think for me personally, I definitely feel that I have some value and some value when it comes to discussing wealth building. I also have realized that I am generating, you know, generational wealth right now. Like my children have generational wealth, like in this moment in time. Like that's happening. It's not like, oh, I'm thinking about generational wealth. I'm like, I am generational wealth right now. And everything after this is just building. And that came to me even most recently. And I think that's really powerful to like sit in the fact that you are already doing it and you just can continue to like to propel forward in that. And so I'm really excited. About like moving forward. I have some tangible line items for 2023, which is going to be uncomfortable because I haven't done this before. Like I haven't maxed out my 401 or made a plan to even max, go into those Roth IRAs and, you know, all of that. And I'm also doing it with my partner, which is extremely important to me because we are very close and we've shared like a life together for so long. And I'm so happy to like incorporate that into the mix. But I also can do a lot of things by myself. Like I know that there's some things that I will have to step out and do on my own, or it's intentional for me to do on my own, I think. So that's really awesome. And I am constantly searching out for those limiting beliefs. Every day, I'm just like, what limiting belief are you acting on right now? So we can identify it, work on it, and move on. I do feel like I have more energy. And that's really important for me. Because I was definitely the year before had really struggled with that energy, that life, like vitality energy. And so I really feel like it's sitting in a place where I really want to be. And that's the other thing you said, well, what do you want? And I am like, this morning I wanted to go out to breakfast and I did.
Yeah, that was major.
So that's my reflection.
I love it. I love it so much. So let me ask you, and I know that you're self-aware, which is great. Are you good by yourself? Or are you thinking of joining the long-term program with us? What's your plan?
So So right over the last 8 weeks, I actually had carved out a lot of time to be a part of the group. So I carved out the finances. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I carved out the time. So I did the both things. And it was perfect. I don't really have the time to carve out until right now, moving forward. I also need to do, so, you know, we said we invest and we get 10 times that out. So I need to do the work to get that 10 times out to reinvest. So my goal, my thought was to just stop here and be like, I'm just going to stop and just do my thing. What I want to do is I want to pause here and I want to recommit to this, you know, in the beginning of in 2024. There's another thing I need to do too, is that I'm also going to be going into a coaching program to help me with my job, because I need to regain that 20% back. Because right now I'm giving all of my time to my job and I need to get that 20% back. So I'm investing in that too, which is time. And so I'm kind of like, I paused that investment. Now that I'm finishing this, I'm going to go back into my account.
I love it. One thing that I would suggest is definitely continue to listen to the podcast. Definitely do. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have a free workshop coming up later on this month. I think July 24th. Like, anytime you see me offering things, not that I mean, there are other places, but you've mm-hmm. worked with me and there's something mm-hmm. about working together that's helped you. So anytime you see me offering stuff, make sure you're creating the time to show up, because that's going to be a good way for you to like re-energize and re-momentum, right? Because part of what has helped is the coaching and also being in the community and the accountability and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So if there's anything, if you're not joining our long-term program, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But that's something that I would definitely say of making sure that you keep the momentum, right?
Yes.
By intermittently committing to, and the, mm-hmm. again, the workshop I'm doing, it's free and it's going to be great. So make sure, and we're going to talk about time as well. So make sure you sign up if you haven't signed up yet. So that's something that I think would be of help to you.
Yeah. So, you know, I have been like dabbling. I have been in your community since, like, I don't know, I could go back to my text message to Amelia, who sent me your first informing you of my family. And I'm like, so I do think that the combination for me to have both the time, and when I go into that account, and I do have that investment, I am actually like intentionally, like when I tell my kids, I'm like, I gotta go at five. From five, I'm on my, in my, like, I am thinking about it. Like, it is, nothing else can happen. Like, you've noticed I've only missed one. And that was because I was on vacation with my husband without kids. And I was like, okay. Every moment of this week is going to be just vacationing. But, So I'm going to come on the 24th because I still have some time. Like I said, I do have some big things. I feel like I have some big, I hope to sit down in 2024 and have committed the resources to do some things that I feel like I need to be able to be like, I want to get into a syndication mm-hmm. or I want to mm-hmm. do a large investment for that longitudinal program. I feel like that's where I need to be in order to gain the maximum output based upon how I work. And if I do the work that I have planned, I will be primed for that, because I also will have that 20% time that I need in order to really be able to use that. So that's my plan.
So one thing is, when you're executing all this stuff, message me so I can celebrate you.
Okay, I will.
Message me.
I will.
I set it up. It's going to be maxed out. I need a freaking Roth IRA for the first time. I want to hear about it, because that's important. And, you know, this work matters to me more than, you know, and this is my work, right? This is my mission. And I literally got a message today, and I will tell you the message that I got. Someone that just joined our program, literally, the Longitudinal program. And this is what she posted. said, I just wanted to say you changed my life already. From the very first time I heard you talk as a guest on this podcast, a light turned on inside me that I've never experienced before. I'm on fire now, and I'm suddenly finding myself in a mad dash to change my financial life. I'm not kidding. Typing this out is literally bringing tears to my eyes. I read this today about 2 hours ago, right? So this work matters to me, because when women physicians, when we're free, right, when we're able to strategize, like, don't underestimate the value of the strategizing that you're doing. That's wealth building. That's something that most people don't do. Most people are going to ask a question and cower and look into a low frequency energy and cower out. They're like, what is our strategy? What is our plan? How can we do this? How can... Like, that is how you grow wealth, right? And the way you do one thing is the way you do many things. And if you're going to be troubleshooting like that, you're probably having conversations with your kids that you're not even conscious about, that is high level versus what it could be, which should be low level, right? So don't underestimate the importance and the value of all the work that you have done, because you did the work. I can teach, I can coach, I can blah, blah, blah. But you did the work. You showed up, you committed. You're like, 8 weeks ago, you said, I'm not ready for this, blah, 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 right? And here we are. And you're like, first question you ask is, how do I even know what I want? And here you are. So just give yourself a lot of kudos, like celebrate yourself. And yes, there's always going to be more things to do. And absolutely, if you hang out with me, you will own stuff. That's what I do. I make people own things because I'm not here to play. I'm here so you can own. Like, I literally have people go, oh yeah, my goal is one syndication a year. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Do it so we can get you your next syndication. And within like a year, they're like two, three syndications. Like, but the key is, just continue the work that you've written down, put it in a place where you're going to see, let it be your vision, commit to doing it, commit to listen to the podcast, and imagine that I'm talking to you one-on-one. I'm yelling on the podcast, I'm yelling at you to get your ish together, you're slowing down, right? Yeah. You need, right? Yeah. And I want to celebrate you, so make sure you let me know all the things that you're doing.
I will definitely, so remember, I was someone who was like, I don't have Facebook. I'm not on Facebook. I'm only on Facebook to be a part of your community.
I was like, this is worth it.
And I'm going to have to get on Instagram because I am all into Miss Sonia Lewis and her student loan stuff. The other thing I want to share with you is that I am really thankful to, I know I don't probably, I haven't posted it, but I think that having this wealth building mindset is absolutely essential. It's like why I do the work. I show up to my work every day. I do this to have a legacy for those after me. And like, I showed up at work just to make that paycheck. And that is not what we're here to really do. So that was really a setting point for me. And I am so thankful for that. You are right. And people are with you. They will make moves. Like, I'm like, oh, max it out my 401. That's what you have to do. It's like, that's not even an option. And I have had several 401s and rolled it over so many years, right? As being almost mid-career. So I definitely think that is a powerful mindset. And I want to let you know that I enjoyed your, you all's short-term rental, me and my family.
Did?
Yes. Many months ago. Yes.
You were on my short-term rental?
Yes. We have a name for it. We call it the lake house.
The one in Washington State?
No, that's the beach house. The lake house. We're going to that one too. But we went to Pollock Pines.
What the heck? Yeah. Why are you telling me that now?
We were doing wealth building. So we had a wonderful time. And you know what I told my girls, I was like, let me show you my friend whose house this is. And I showed them one of your podcasts. They were like, this is her spot? I was like, yeah, girl.
Tell them that they're going to buy a lot more than that. Let them know that that's what they're going to do, that they're going to build wealth. Everything that we have, everything we build is going to be like chump change compared to what they're going to do. Let them know. So why do I literally have this conversation with my girls? Why are we buying this? Like, we pay mortgage, we rent it out, we provide safe housing, we provide good housing, and we get to make money from that. So so that we can hang out with you. Like, we're on a trip right now. We're earning money as we're on this trip. How? Because of those places. Like, when we go in there on weekend, they're like, oh, why do we have to get it all the time? Like, oh, I'm like, yeah. Right? Yeah. So let your girls know that you counted how many heads that I have. I only have one.
So we really enjoyed it. And so it was wonderful. So, and I said, you know what? And of course, everything I do now has intentionality, because my intention was also to be like, okay, we've stayed at a few short-term rentals, but not a whole lot. So now it's like, I'm going to these places and I'm doing these things and I'm it's in my head like, oh, that's why that's like that. Oh, that's how that, oh, that felt really good. It felt really easy. You know, so I'm learning as I go and I'm like taking it all in while just enjoying a beautiful scenery. So one of my girls is going to have a gift for you when you guys come back, which is a beautiful photo that was taken at the lake for you all. Yeah. So she's a photographer.
Wow.
Yeah. So wow. we will get Thank it ready you. For when I see you pop up saying you're back stateside, we will arrange to get it to you.
I love it. Okay. I love it. Thank you. I mean, you intentionally hid that from me and told it to me like laughing. You got me having goosebumps here. No, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate you. Your life is important, obviously, and more than just like your existence, but like there is, you know, there is something about you and it's really, really important. And I don't know if it's about your kids and just sort of like, you know, your work is not just for your kids, obviously, but there's something and there's just something. I don't know what it is, but I'm here to cheer you on. Let me know. Reach out. You're in my community and I'm here for 100% for your growth. But Tifa, I don't know what we're doing this. Let me know.
I will not be a stranger. Enjoy. I loved your thing where you were like, I landed in Portugal.
People can take the battle.
You landed in Portugal. You're like, I landed in Portugal and I knew that this was a place for me as soon as I got to the airport. And I was like, yes, girl, you do.
Yep. You sure?
I feel
do.
Like that too. When I go somewhere, I'm just like, I was made to have been here. This is where I was meant to be.
Square. And you know, one of my friends who's also one of my members, Bonnie, I don't know if you saw the post, she said, how do you know, what is it about it? And I'm like, that feeling, you just know, these are my people. These are like, literally, I got up this morning, went like cafe down here. I bought coffee because the kids were still sleeping. I brought coffee and croissant home. And my baby can enjoy that in peace and quiet. And then I went back there and I went to go eat and croissant and journal and pray. And
yes,
we can be well.
Yes. So I was like, yes, that is exactly how I experience the world. Like when I'm there, I'm like there. And I am also going to Portugal at some point. I'll let you know when I get there.
You will not regret it. You will not regret it. I'm coming back for sure.
Okay.
All right, my dear. Congratulations.
Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.